Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Back on WWL's draft coverage here. Steve Geller along with Charlie Long. Happy to welcome into the, I guess we'll call it center of the court, Andrew Lopez, Pelicans TV sideline reporter. How the heck have you been, Andrew?
I've been tired. That's what happens when you have like a five-month-old, apparently. Nobody ever told me that.
Yeah. Welcome to fatherhood, sir.
It's a lot. I'm glad the season ended when it did.
Well, man, what's a lot? Congratulations, obviously, your first season, but man, oh, yeah. Man, that had to have been a tough haul last year.
It was – look, man, I'm glad I'm on this side of it. It was nothing but fun being a sideline reporter, hosting the shows. It was a brand-new experience, a new way to kind of see a team. And I didn't – you know, it was a different way to cover somebody. And
sure.
It was – nicer to do. Now, what I'd like to, as I tell somebody, what I'd like to do some more walk-off interviews at the end of games,
sure,
which means
sure.
more wins.
Right.
Absolutely. Did it happen? That's okay. We'll get it in the future.
And at least the injury bug didn't hit you either.
Maybe. I don't know. A couple times, I guess.
Well, Andrew, the benefit of going 21-61 is a premium draft pick.
Yep.
And so this is kind of the reward for the season that the Pelicans just went through. I know that pick 7 wasn't what a lot of folks were hoping for on, you know, lottery night. The lottery ended up playing out the
right.
way that it did. But the Pelicans with the 7th overall pick, it's still a premium lottery selection that you're sitting at, and you could potentially get a stud player. So I wanted to throw some names at you and kind of get your thoughts on some prospects ahead of this, because I think you can kind of narrow down the Pelican selection to a handful of players at this point. You know, we'll see how the first 4 or 5 picks end up going. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to ask you, you know, Steve and I were just talking about Kamen Malawach, the center
yep.
from Duke, and just an NBA-ready defender, rim protector, rim runner. But now all the reports that he has a potential expanded offensive game, that ceiling becomes pretty salivating.
You know, what he's one of those guys. I think, first of all, when you're at number 7, this is, like, we all know the prize of this draft is Cooper Flagg.
Right.
The second-tier guy is Dylan Harper. And then there's a mix of guys, whether you want to look at it as 5 guys, 8 guys, however it is in that third tier, where you're guaranteed to get one of those guys at number 7, which I think is maybe it's the same kind of guy you would have gotten at number 4. Maybe, you know, you could have been – if you whoever you end up picking tonight at 7, if the Pels would have had the number 4 spot, and they might have picked the same player, entirely possible.
Right.
Just because of how talent is. So with Malawach, I think – he's a guy who, very similar to Eve Meese from last year, I know there's a lot of folks who kind of got maybe a little tired of us at some point saying, well, he only learned how to play basketball 4 or 5 years or 7 years or whatever it was.
Yes.
It's the same thing with Malawach. He was identified. He's going to be probably the highest draft pick to come out of the NBA Academy in Africa. This is a kid who you got to think of, at 17 years old, made the South Sudanese Olympic team
yeah.
that was in the 2024 Paris Olympics. Got some spot minutes on that team, but you got to think, Luol Deng, who was kind of the GM of that team, thought so much of this kid before he even stepped foot at Duke. He was playing in the Olympics. That's not supposed to happen that way. So the fact that that's the kind of kid, and you see him continuing to grow his
yes.
game every single time. I think Jonathan Givony went on the number of shows he went on today
right.
on ESPN. And was talking about how he remembers seeing him for the first time 4 or 5 years ago, and the kid, he couldn't catch, he couldn't do anything, he was just a raw talent. And you see him growing into the guy he is today, a 7'2"
yes.
shot blocker who is going to try to expand his offensive game. I think there's a lot of potential there.
I love the fact he's no stick either. He's got no. some beef to him.
No, he's like 245, 250.
Right, right.
That's the fascinating thing is he was a soccer player is what I had heard until he was like 13 years old, and then he picked up a basketball for the first time. So it is kind of similar with the UMC story.
Knew some guys who were working the NBA Academy in Africa.
Yeah.
So I remember seeing some clips of this kid when he was 15, 16, 17 years old,
wow,
kind
okay.
of going through it, getting on the weights, kind of like seeing him, his body, like just grow into the guy that he is today. So I think the fact that you could see him, you know, possibly being a Pelican, wherever he goes, he's one of those kids that I think that no matter where he goes, and I do think he's going to be a top 10 pick, I'm going to be fascinated to watch him, whether he's here, whether he's anybody else.
Right, that development.
I want to see his story continue.
Yeah, what his ceiling could potentially be. Go ahead, Steve.
Looking at a guy that's, I feel like, you know, a polarizing figure in this draft, Ace Bailey.
Yeah.
The question marks around him basically because not taking those visits or not wanting to talk to teams really seems odd advice he's getting from his agents. What do you make of him as a prospect, and do you think he's still going to end up going top five?
I don't know at this point because I think everybody in the top five is kind of like, well, I want my guy here.
Yeah,
I want somebody who's coming, who's talked to me. But it wouldn't surprise me if Philly still took him at three.
Yeah.
But the way it kind of shakes out, if he slips, if he falls, the on the court talent is there. The you know if this is kind of just you know a tactic of I'm trying to move down, I want to get to where I want to be, cool. But you're also probably costing yourself 15, 20 million.
Wild. Who wants to move down, right?
Down that many spots.
Tactic.
But on the court, let's talk about where
yes.
he's at.
Yeah.
On the court, I still think he is one of the premier talents in this draft because you saw look, a lot of what he was bringing to the table initially was because he was listed at 6'10". Because he was originally listed at 6'10", 210.
Right.
6'10",
210.
Yeah. He goes to the combine, he measures 6'7", and a half barefoot, which
right.
I don't understand why you measure basketball players barefoot because last time I checked, they wear shoes on the court. You should probably, I don't know, measure them in shoes. Maybe that's just me. So let's say he still comes in here. He's 6'9", hair under 6'9", in shoes. He said that he's put on some weight since the end of the season. But let's say he's, you know, he's 220 right now. You saw a guy who was almost that size, liked to live in the mid-range, and what he was able to do for the Pelicans in previous years in Brandon Ingram. And I'm not. That's just kind of where he likes to get his shots from. But he can still shoot it. You know, you want to kind of. I think for a lot of these guys, the Ace Baileys, the Jeremiah Fears, the Trey Johnsons, all of these guys. You look at their shot profile and you look at their shooting percentages in college, and you're like, man, you know, this guy looks like he could shoot, but like Jeremiah Fears, he's shooting 28%.
Yeah, from three.
But then you go look at the shots that he's shooting, and it's. Is he going to take that shot in the NBA?
Yeah.
Tyrese Maxey, his year at Kentucky, and this was under Calipari, he shot 29% from three.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take Tyrese Maxey any day of the week right now.
Yeah, in a redraft in that year, he's the top three pick.
You hone in what these guys can do from once they get into an NBA program. Okay, maybe that'll jump up a little bit. You're not taking tough shots. You're not looking at you know a guy who's trying to do everything on an Oklahoma team in the SEC for Fears or – somebody like Ace and Dylan, who you would think if you had guys who were second and third in most NBA ratings on the draft boards, you probably get to the tournament, but you look at whatever, you know, everything else you had. So I think some of these guys, once they get into better situations in the NBA, you're going to see some of those percentages go up and some of those fears of, no pun intended,
yeah.
of their shooting percentages kind of go away.
Yeah, it's interesting because you talk about traits and NBA-ready talent. And when you watch Ace Bailey play, I'm glad that you brought up Brandon mm-hmm. Ingram because you see a lot of that in his game with a very advanced offensive game. And it was inconsistent at times. He would yeah. have times where he would pop off for 35-plus points in college in different games and then other times where he'd kind of disappear in a game here and there. But the high-end talent is there. The high-end yep. shot-making is there. The guy is very similar to Brandon Ingram where he can rise over a defender and hit a really tough contested mid-range shot. And the shot-making is so salivating when you're watching him play because he's so, so talented on the offensive side of the floor. Now, defensively, I know that there's some question marks there. I know that, you know, whichever part of the spectrum you are on, the shot profile. And, mm-hmm. and if you think analytically – a lot of the analytics folks aren't big fans of Ace Bailey, but you just watch him play, and he's so advanced offensively. He gets the ball. It's never more than a couple dribbles to get to his spot, and then he rises up and takes a really tough shot that he can just hit. And I just think that Ace Bailey, there's a reason that, you know, maybe he could potentially slide because of how this pre-draft process worked out, but I think he's still clearly the number three prospect in this class.
You know what my favorite shot in basketball is?
What's that?
The one that goes in.
There you go.
I don't care where it comes from.
Yep.
And I think we make too much about this sometimes is – whether it's a corner three or mid, if you're shooting 50% from two, like, okay, shoot the midi.
Yep.
And that's where I think we've seen that kind of go maybe too far one way. If the ball is going to go in, the ball is going to go in. If you're going to go out there and give me 25 a game, okay, cool. You want guys taking efficient shots, but if that's a shot that he works on, that's a shot that's in his game, you do it. I go back to that Patrick Ewing clip from a couple years ago where he's yelling at the kid on the base, like, when do you practice that?
Yeah.
When do you shoot that
shot?
What
kind of shot is that?
None. You don't. Okay. If you're doing that, and that's what we see Ace Bailey do. He's talked about the fact that he practices that shot. He goes, and that's going to be part of his game. And I think as long as you're working on stuff that you're going to use in games, it's one of my biggest pet peeves watching the NBA is you go out and you watch sometimes, just guys even warming up. Then you're watching guys who – I'm like, you're never going to shoot that shot. And get, like, what are we – like, it's one of the things I loved last year about Karlo Mackovich when he got his chance to play. When he was on the floor, every time he would come out, like, he'd go through his full warm-up, but in pregame and halftime, he would go and get his shots, and he would go from the right corner, go from the left corner, because he knew those were the shots that he needed to work on because he was going to get a chance to hit those in the game. And I think that goes a long way in the end.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
NBA.
You look at tonight, obviously exciting because there's two draft picks right now that the Pelicans hold in round one, but it's also the start of a new era with Joe Dumars here. Just your initial impressions of what he's bringing into this organization that might have been missing.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm glad he got a second pick because I think it gives you a lot of flexibility in what you're able to do in the first round. Now you go from 7 to 23, or having 7 and 23 now. Didn't like it that we had already recorded a draft show for Gulf Coast Sports Entertainment Network that we had to reshoot the next day.
Yeah.
After that
news broke.
It's always terrible timing.
I'm glad to come back in here and talk basketball anytime.
Right.
But I think what he has done, the number one thing is he gives you flexibility, and now you can do some different things. You're not, man, you really need this eight, whatever this team need is, at 7.
Make it happen,
You have to go, and maybe you get a guy that's – you jump a couple of spots on your board because you know you have to have it. You don't have anything else. Well, now you have some options behind that. Mm-hmm. And so being able to do that, I think just that's a plus going into it. When he was hired, he sat in here and we talked about the fact that, this was a guy who was on the bad boy Pistons. He doesn't know how to, he's like, I only know if you're going to play hard, you're going to work hard, all that kind of stuff. And I think he's going to try to make this team in his image and do that from the jump.
Yeah. Love hearing that.
Building a culture and building an identity, right? That's exactly what Joe Dumars can do here. And, you know, I wanted to ask you about another prospect that I think I've heard a lot of buzz about is Derrick Queen from Maryland. You know, part of the Crab Five on that Terrapin team that made it to the second round of the NCAA tournament. Very, very exciting group of players. And Derrick Queen is someone, you know, you hear the comps and he's like a 6'9", maybe borderline 6'10" type of guy that can play the four, can play the five in different situations. And you hear the comps about his really advanced offensive game. And we saw the game winner that he hit in March Madness. Yep. He's a really, really fun player to watch, really exciting player.
Sorry to any Colorado State fans out there who are still
apologize
watching it. Or anybody who picked Colorado State in their bracket, which is probably more of you.
Exactly. So, but, I mean, Derrick Queen is definitely a fascinating prospect as well, just because of his really advanced offensive game.
Yeah, and I think he's, you know, you've seen him described as probably the most skilled offensive big in this draft. And you've seen what he was able to do. And you start looking at how he changed his shot profile toward the end of the season. It's almost like he was going into conference tournaments, and he had, I think, 2 3-pointers made at that point. And somebody in the conference, like going into conference tournaments, like, hey, man, you almost start shooting a little bit like you can. Right. And then he hits 5 over the course of 4 games, I think in the last game in the Big 12 Big 10 tournament, and then in the NCAA tournament. So you started to see that, and I'm sure that's something that he has been developing in his game right now. What is he? And I think as you get more into positionless basketball, is he a 4? Is he a 5? I mean, some of the comps out there, I mean, you've heard Naz Reid, if the shot continues to grow. You get
the high
Naz.
End stuff is really interesting.
It gets up there. And I think even at his floor, he's probably a guy who's going to be in the league for a while as a third big who can score off the bench, because you can see what he can do. And it's not necessarily all predicated on, he's not getting dunks. I think he had 17 dunks in half-court settings this year. So it's not like he's got touch. We know what it's like to watch a big who has touch around the rim and how important that can be at times. So what he can bring on the offensive end is very exciting. And I think this is for a lot of these. And this is most times there's only so many times you get a Herb Jones or an Evan Mobley or somebody who can make a defensive impact at a high level right away. All of these guys are going to have to make an adjustment on the defensive end, but anything he can bring on the offensive end is, you look at it and you can see a pretty high ceiling.
You mentioned Cooper Flagg, obviously the star of this draft, and right under that, Dylan Harper. Is there anyone for you in that, you know, the group afterwards that kind of has grabbed your attention that you're really interested in and think that is going to be a potential, you know, starter in the NBA? I won't even say star.
I mean, I like VJ Edgecombe. I like the how he was able to kind of bring himself and kind of turn himself into a top five pick. It started with him being on the Bahamian national team last year and kind of rolling that in. You know, let's say Malawach goes, you know, in that 7, 8, 9, 10 range. He's still probably the third Duke kid off the board because Colin Knipple is going to be there.
Yep,
and
right.
He's a guy who is going to shoot the lights out anytime he's on the floor. So he's another guy who I think is really going to stand out. Once you get to kind of the back end, there's a couple. I think you're going to start to see more of this now in the NIL era, because you're going to have guys who are maybe would think about being one and dones, but if I can go back to school and make 7 figures, maybe I put off going in. So now you're going to start to see guys who are, you know, 22, 23, super senior to kind of guys trying to trickle in. So if you're picking at, I don't know, say 23, you're going to find some guys who can probably still come in and contribute right away because they're older, more mature, understand the game a little bit better than maybe what we've seen in previous drafts.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I guess Colin Knipple is an interesting name to bring up. And I'll ask you about him, but I also wanted to ask you about one other player, and I'll throw it. So I guess it's like a 2-part question here. Knipple, the thing that you hear about him is people will criticize his athleticism. I don't really understand that. Mm-hmm. I think that he's like a if you talk about high floor, the word safe comes up.
Yes.
Colin Knipple. Like, this is a guy that's going to play a decade in the NBA. And that's why, you know, you might see him go at pick 4 to Charlotte, or you may see him go kind of earlier on than the Pelicans at pick 7, just because you know what you're getting with him. He's a very connective piece. He may not ever be the superstar level talent, but he's going to be a good player for a long time in the NBA. The kind of higher ceiling play that I'm really fascinated in that's typically been in top 5 picks as far as mock drafts go is Trey Johnson, the shooting guard from Texas. When I was talking about Ace Bailey earlier, talking about taking tough shots and making tough shots, the same as can be said for Trey Johnson. He is an NBA-ready shooter. He puts the ball in the basket, and as you mentioned, you just want to see the guys get it through.
Let's start with Con. I think, you know, He could end up being like the Plumlees, just because I think he's got a ton of brothers who are also very high level.
Oh, yeah.
Who could end up being in the NBA in the next 10 years. So you could have a whole lineup of them at some point. But Trey Johnson is one of these guys where you look at it and you look at his shooting percentages and you worry about the efficiency, but you look at the shot making,
yes,
and it's there. And again, sometimes you just need to take a guy like that and then just figure out, okay, let's get you into a proper setting. All of these guys, you know, outside of the fact, I mean, Dylan and Ace are 1A, 1B.
Right.
You know, Khan was obviously, you know, you're playing second fiddle to Cooper Flagg, but most of these guys are still, they're the number one guys on their teams. They're the number one options most of the time. They're going to be shots that you take that are probably just not going to be there when you play an NBA game. You don't have to take those. All these guys are going to get so many more open shots when you're playing in it. Let's just, if you're coming here, you're playing in a lineup with Zion Williamson, with Trey Murphy. Like, you're going to have space to shoot the ball. And I think, you know, you could worry about shot profiles. That changes for guys all the time. You're running different things that you're running in college that you're going to run in the NBA. You'll figure some stuff out.
Andrew, definitely appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us before the madness tips off here. Looking forward to getting the action going, though. All the speculation finally ends tonight of what's going to happen.
No more mock drafts after.
Please, right. And I'm all done. The rumors about trading up or trading down.
Done.
Andrew Lopez, the Pelicans TV sideline reporter, joining us right there. We're going to take a break here on WWL's NBA draft coverage. We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.